Welcome to the Female Insight Zone, a podcast dedicated to sharing insights from women who have made an indelible mark in business and the path they took to soar.
Welcome to the Female Insight Zone. This is Mary Beth Kosmeski. Today I'm interviewing Jessica Nazarelli, and she knew from an early age that personal development would be part of her life's work. But it wasn't until she started a passion project, a blog and health food website back in 2011, that her dream really came to fruition. So today, Jessica merges business with her desire to help people through the courses she releases through It Girl Academy and her podcast on It Girl Radio. So I am thrilled just to talk with Jessica today. Thank you for being on with us.
You're welcome, Mary Beth. I'm thrilled to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what It Girl Academy and It Girl Radio is, because it sounds like we should want to be part of that.
So It Girl Academy is my online training school where I certify coaches. And I also have a number of business building programs and personal development programs. I've been online since 2011, but transitioning to the It Girl brand happened early 2016. Gosh, I had to think about where we're actually at the moment. And my podcast is something that I started because I really just wanted the opportunity to be able to connect with like a wide variety of women who are doing, you know, amazing things in the business space, but also like living out incredible lives in the process as well. So It Girl Academy and It Girl Radio.
Excellent. And so what happened before in your career that led you to do that?
Great question. So I was working in business development for an IT company. I was selling reward and recognition software. And from, I guess, you know, the outside looking in, it looked like I had it all together. I had a good job and with a steady bonus. I could walk to work in Sydney, Australia, which is, you know, kind of unheard of. Like people travel usually a long way to get into the city to work. I had friends and family, and I had recently gotten engaged. So you would think I would be really happy and thrilled and all of that. But it was in that moment where I was sitting in my kitchen and I was talking to my best friends, and I was thinking, something is really wrong with this scenario because, quote unquote, I should feel happy, I should feel fulfilled, but I felt like something was desperately missing. And what it really came down to is what I was doing on a day-to-day basis. I even liked my boss and I liked the people I was working with, but I just didn't see that it was really making a difference. And the thought of, you know, having to go to work for another year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, doing something which wasn't very fulfilling and just, you know, wishing and hoping for the weekend, that seemed pretty depressing. So I kind of went on this journey, so to speak, to really discover like what it was that I wanted to do. And it was around that time I started a blog, which got me into the online space, and I built up a following on there. And then I got introduced to things like coaching and I guess, you know, just all these people who are doing really amazing things and, you know, working for themselves. And that just like really inspired me and made me see that it was possible that you could, you know, still have, you could still be successful, but like you could do it yourself. Like you didn't have to work for somebody else. And so that's kind of how I started. I started my blog in 2011. And over time, people really started asking me if I could then, about 18 months later, if I could then help them start a blog, build an online following, because I had gotten quite a bit of traction quite quickly. So that is how I started coaching / consulting. It wasn't really planned, so to speak, but it just kind of came about from just following what my audience was asking for.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of times what we have can look and seem really great, almost perfect, right? And then, but it doesn't always feel that way. And I think it's a lot of, you know, I've been in business myself for 20 years, and sometimes I wish I just had a salary coming in and it was just this sure thing. And it was just going to be this, I didn't have to worry and do all the things that I have to do. I didn't have employees. I didn't have all these things. And so I think when we look at the other side, it always seems like, oh my gosh, that would be so perfect to do what you had. But isn't it kind of risky to leave what you had to do something where there isn't necessarily the guarantee of all the things that you have when, you know, you have a corporate job or something like that?
So what I did is I was blogging for 18 months while I was still in my corporate job. And then I started coaching 18 months into having my blog. And then I was blogging, coaching, and working my day job for about a period of 7 months. So I was literally coaching on the weekends and in the evenings, like coming home, working on my business. So because I kind of did both and I had built up my business to, you know, I got to the stage where I was making somewhere between like $3,000 to $7,000 a month. And that's kind of when it really hit me. I was like, wow, I would probably be making more if I had more time. So it was a logical step to leave because I had proven that I had something feasible that like my business would work. But yeah, I'm a big believer in if somebody is going to quit their job and go full time in their business, like you need to look at your numbers. I think so many people just think, oh, well, I'll quit and then I'll have so much more time to work my business and I'll just automatically make money and everything will just automatically work out. And
it doesn't always go like that. Well, and you know, it depends on the market conditions and everything going on. I mean, you know, some years it's a good year and some years it's a better year. And some years you go, I wonder what next year's going to be like, you know? And so it's hard when you're kind of on your own, but talk about the coaching that you do. You know, what are you coaching women on? What are some of the issues where there's some real situations where you're getting involved and really helping them?
Yeah. So I guess it depends what program they're taking. So I have three main programs. I have my coaching certification programs. That's where I'm certifying coaches. So I'm helping them with coaching skills, you know, interpersonal skills when working with clients, how to navigate challenging client situations. So in that scenario, I'm coaching a lot of people through probably challenges that they're having with their clients or a lot of personal development work as well. So I'm just thinking of a client I was speaking to the other day. She's working with a client and the client is really resisting setting goals. And my client came to me and said, you know, I'm feeling like the sessions are really lost because we don't really have a structure. And, you know, she's really resisting actually, you know, having goals and like getting clear of what she wants. And so I gave her some exercises to help her client get clear on what she wants, as well as, you know, my client was feeling like she couldn't dig deeper or push the client on the topic because the client was just like being very firm. And I just really empowered her to say, look, you know, you're the coach in this scenario. You really need to hold your client accountable and just really get to the root cause of what's going on. Otherwise, if you just continue on, you know, for another 3 months in this limbo land where you don't really, like nobody knows what you're working towards in the session, it's just going to be really tedious. And then the client's going to get to the end and probably isn't going to be happy either. So that was one scenario in more of a, I guess, coaching or personal development arena. In my business building programs, a lot of it is, you know, it's around strategy. It's around how to reach more people. I do a lot of work around funnels. And the premise of like my business building program is teaching evergreen marketing, which is a system that I created called the Evergreen Model. So that basically helps people to enroll consistent clients into their programs and services without needing to, you know, do a big stressful launch. So a lot of the work I do in that arena is based around, yeah, Facebook ads and funnels and lead magnets and all of that, I guess, geeky but important stuff.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's really important stuff. And as a marketing professional, I mean, that's one of the hardest things is to find this secret sauce with that, right? So talk about how, you know, when you started off, you're in your corporate job, you decided we were going to start to blog. What was the point where you knew you had something that people wanted? What were you blogging about? Was it the health food and that? Or what was it, that all of a sudden took off?
Right. So in the beginning, the blog I first started was around like health, wellness, personal development. So it wasn't anything to do with business or coaching or anything really like that. What happened after 18 months of blogging, I had a bunch of, it was two people in a space of about 2 weeks. And I think when, you know, for anyone listening, if you kind of have a pattern where you notice people start to ask you questions or they, you know, they're coming to you for help on a certain topic, you know, pay attention. That's a sign. So two people reached out to me over Facebook in about a 10-day or 2-week period and said, hey, Jess, one of them was a naturopath. One of them was a nutritionist in training. They're all going to school for it. And they said, both of them were just about to finish up their degrees and they wanted to create a blog and an online following to help them to get clients. But this was kind of before Instagram was big or like social media platforms, like Facebook was, I mean, it was obviously around, but it wasn't, you know, we didn't have advertising. It wasn't like it is today. And blogging was still quite popular. And they said, I want to start a blog to help attract clients when I'm ready to start taking them on. And will you help me? Like, you know, would you help me to do that? And so I literally said yes, and I made up a price. This was like all done through private messenger and Facebook. And I worked with both of them, and I really enjoyed it. And I remember thinking, wow, you know, I mean, I hadn't been doing it for that long. It was like 18 months, but I had done it, you know, 5 days a week for 18 months. And I knew way more than someone who had never set up a website, you know, done anything like that before. So I realized quite quickly that I had something to offer and I could help people in this way. And that's when, after I worked with those people and enjoyed it, I decided to put out, I put together an offer and I emailed my newsletter list because I'd already started creating a newsletter list. And I just said, you know, if anyone else is interested in starting a blog or maybe you're a health and wellness professional, I've done a couple of these coaching / consulting blog packages recently and, you know, it's available if you're interested. And in about a space of 6 to 8 weeks, I had sold 21 packages.
Nice.
So that was really the first, turning point and really made me think, okay, maybe there is something to this. So it was really powerful. Yeah, it was probably one of the most, like, since then I've obviously had other successes, but I think, you know, your first big break, so to speak, you always, always remember that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's wonderful. And, you know, you really did it in a way that is not super risky because you were easing into it. You were seeing what people were liking. You were testing the waters. And that's the thing about, you know, the internet and blogging and all of that. You can do it on the side. You can, you know, as your quote, side hustle or whatever. And then sometimes that turns into be the real thing. And sometimes it just becomes, you know, a passion point when you're not, you know, at work.
Yeah.
So either way, I think that, you've shared some great stuff with us today. So how can people get in touch with you, find out more about the It Girl Academy, It Girl Radio, your podcast?
Thank you. So you can go to, I have a personal website, so that's jessicanazarali.com, which is N-A-Z-A-R-A-L-I. You can also go to itgirlacademy.com. My podcast is It Girl Radio, so you can just search that on iTunes or in the podcast app and you'll be able to find that. And I'm obviously all over social media, as everyone is these days. So, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook and probably wherever you are on social media, I'll have a platform there as well.
Well, that is wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your time and your insights with us today on the Female Insight Zone.
Thank you, Mary Beth. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Female Insight Zone, a podcast dedicated to sharing insights from women who have made an indelible mark in business and the path they took to soar.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.